Hi guys, welcome back to Unscripted with Coco. Today's episode is going to be like a very short one take kind of thing because this topic kind of jumped to my head when I was scrolling on Instagram today. So I just thought it would be fun to jump on here and talk to you guys about this revelation I kind of developed when I was on my phone. So you know those influencers with like 1,000 to maybe 100,000 followers? Like, they're not huge celebrities, but not random accounts either. Well, those people, if you've ever bought a skincare product or tried a restaurant just because someone on Instagram or TikTok raved about it, you've probably felt the power of micro-influencers. And here's the crazy thing too, they convert better than influencers with millions of followers. So sometimes the person with 5,000 followers is more effective at selling stuff than someone with 5 million. How? Well, stick around because today we're tackling the same problem that I had before I came to this realization. So why are we even talking about micro-influencers? Well, a couple of things are happening. First, trust is kind of the new currency. People are getting tired of the picture-perfect, overly curated posts from mega celebrities. There's the sense that when someone with a massive following promotes a product, it's like kind of fake. I mean, do you really think Cristiano Ronaldo uses every product he promotes? Obviously not. But when someone with, say, like 10,000 followers shares a recommendation, it feels more authentic and more down-to-earth, like advice from a friend. Instead of advice from a parent. I shouldn't be saying that because my mother is like right beside me. But I tend to trust my friends more than my parents, and I think I should trust my parents more. But you know, what can I say? I have pretty great friends. Anyways, their posts aren't like glamour and all glittery. They're kind of relatable. And that trust goes a long way in promotion of products and consumers putting trust in their outlet. Second, brands are chasing engagement, not just eyeballs. Sure, like a post by a mega influencer might reach millions, but the engagement rate tends to be much lower. Studies show that influencers with smaller followings, like under 50,000 followers, often have higher engagement rates. People leave more comments, likes, and questions. And guess what? Engagement drives sales. Here's a wild stat. I don't like how I put that, but here's a wild stat. According to data from Marketly, influencers with fewer than 10,000 followers have a 4% engagement rate on Instagram, while those with over a million drops around 1.7%. That's a big difference when you're trying to sell something. Okay, let's make this real with a quick example. Ever heard of Daniel Wellington watches? Well, if I'm being honest, I have never heard of Daniel Wellington watches, but when I was doing this research on this episode, I came across this, not a scholarly source, but just a website analysis, and they talked about Daniel Wellington watches as their stats, and I searched up what Daniel Wellington watches are, and they're actually super cute. Like, I would totally invest in them. They are everywhere now, but when they started out, they didn't have a big budget for marketing. Instead of paying A-list celebrities, they sent their watches to hundreds of smaller influencers. Now, this is a very smart marketing strategy because when you're sending... We all know in marketing, word of mouth is very important. But instead of spending that big bucks on like super well-known A-list celebrities, and you have to like, I don't know, pay $10,000 for them to do promotion for you. Sending them, using the same amount of money and sending it to a more platforms, like hundreds of platforms, that's way more effective than just sending it to one. These micro-influencers posted photos wearing the watches, talked about how much they love them, and boom, suddenly Daniel Wellington became a must-have brand. Isn't that shocking? This strategy worked because the influencers weren't just blasting ads. They were sharing their lifestyle, and the watch just fit into that naturally. And here's the kicker. It was way cheaper for Daniel Wellington to work with micro-influencers than with a big name. Now, if you're a business, you might be thinking, cool, but how do I pick the right micro-influencers? Well, lucky for you, because I found out that the trick is to find someone whose audiences aligns with your brand. It's not just about follower count. it's about relevance. For example, if you run a vegan snack brand, partnering up with a vegan food influencer with 15,000 followers makes way more sense than hiring a fitness model with 2 million followers. Even though the food influencer has a smaller audience, they're reaching the right people, people who are actually interested in vegan snacks. Another thing that makes a good micro-influencer is engagement. So look for someone who interacts with their audience, someone who replies to comments and shares honest opinions. That's what builds trust. Oh, and a bonus tip, authenticity matters. People can smell a fake endorsement from a mile away. The best micro-influencers promote products they actually use and love, not just whatever lands in their inbox. So let's take a quick break because I'm way too energetic right now. I've just took two espresso shots of coffee and I'm very hyper. All right, let's be real for 1 second. Working with micro-influencers isn't always smooth sailing. One of the biggest challenge is scaling. Since micro-influencers have smaller audiences, you need more of them to get the same reach as big-name influencers. That means you might have to manage relationships with dozens or even hundreds of influencers, and that's a lot of DMs, email, and tracking links. Another thing to watch out for is inconsistent quality. Some micro-influencers are amazing storytellers and creators. Others, well, let's just say their content could use more work. That's why it's important to vet influencers before working with them. And don't forget about fake followers. Some people buy followers to look more influential than they really are. There are a lot of tools to help spot fake followers, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on. So where is all of this heading? Well, it looks like micro-influencers are here to stay, and their role is only growing. One trend we are seeing is the rise of nano-influencers. These are people with fewer than 5,000 followers, but they have super loyal audiences. Imagine a mom who blogs about parenting. She might only have 3,000 followers, but if 500 of them buy a stroller she recommends, that's huge. Another shift is that more brands are building long-term relationships with micro-influencers. Instead of one-off campaigns, companies are partnering with the same influencers over time. This builds trust and creates more authentic stories. And with the way social media algorithms work, favoring personal connections and engagement, micro-influencers are in a sweet spot. They're not big enough to get hit by algorithm penalties, but they're influential enough to make an impact. My dog is being silly again, I'm so sorry. All right, guys, we've covered a lot today, from why micro-influencers are booming to how they're changing the way we think about marketing. What is the key takeaway? So this is the revelation I came up with, but it seemed like very obvious, but I was really proud of myself. But bigger isn't always better. Sometimes a smaller, more engaged audience can have a bigger impact than millions of followers. So whether you're a business looking to dip your toes into influencer marketing or just someone curious about this trend, micro-influencers are definitely worth paying attention to. And who knows, maybe you are already a micro-influencer yourself, got a couple thousand followers and love sharing your favorite products, boom, you're in the game. Thanks for tuning in to Unscripted with Coco, and if you enjoyed this very short episode, don't forget to check my website out.